Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Joining us at this time on the Big Fred Tuesday are filmmakers Ehsan Mirhoseini and Bardia Yadagari, whose film District Terminal is presented at the 2021 Berlinale. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How long have you guys known each other and when did your collaboration begin?
We have known each other about 10 years. So 10 years ago, we had a movie it was very successful around the world. Its name was Parviz, directed by Mr. Majid Barzegar. So Bardia was a screenwriter of that movie. So I liked that movie very much. So in that moment, I was trying to writing screenplays and trying to make them. So I contacted Bardia and our friendship had started 10 years ago. And we have been writing many screenplays and tried to make two screenplays. But because of the difficult production of them, we couldn't make the movie earlier. But about 4 years ago, we decided that make a very low budget movie with each other so we can use all our energy and
budget
and our location, because the main location of the film is Bardia's home. And we use our friends and our families to make this movie, this very independent and low-budget movie, District Terminal.
And I want to add that this friendship is a solution for us, for support each other, just standing this fucking life.
All right. So, do you also have common interests? Because I noticed, for example, in the film, which we will be talking about later, of course, you mentioned that you talk a lot about, philosophy, poetry, music. Do you find common ground there in your similar interests?
Yes, yes. We had many things in common, such as the philosophy you mentioned, and especially the psychoanalysis, especially Sigmund Freud and Jacques Lacan, and the literature. Bardia is himself a poet. He's a very good poet. And in the movie, we used Bardia's poems. And there is Bardia has a long poem that he's been trying to publish it, but he couldn't do that because of the censorship. And especially the history of cinema. Cinema is our main fetish. And so we had a fetish's relationship with the history of cinema. And we try to bring these interests in our movies, our screenplays, and our movie that made together District Terminal, as you mentioned. Yeah, we have a lot of things in common. And so that.
Exactly. And if we can talk about District Terminal, the film, as you mentioned, is about this protagonist who is a poet, played by Bardia, and he's also a drug addict. He's also looking to get to America. He is in this sort of a strange relationship and all sorts of things happening. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the story for the listeners who are not familiar with it yet?
Yes, because of the very low budget that we had in this movie, we brought our reality. There are a lot of maybe the story has a sci-fi elements, but the base of the movie is our real life. Bardia played himself as a poet in the movie. Bardia's mother played the role of the mother, and my brother and our friends almost they played their real roles in the movie. Yeah, and
I want to talk about a poem. We are all poets. Poetry is Iranian's first art and the only thing that has Persian language as a minority language so far is the prevalence, influence, and potency of Persian poetry. Through the history, our country has been Persian poetry. The history of our country has been involved and attacked by many races, from Arabs to Mongolians and some other countries from this region, like Egypt, have lost their whole language to Arab. But Persian language has never perished, and it might be true to claim that 90% of Iranians still.
Do people still follow poetry in Iran? What's the situation there? Because I realize that nowadays it's almost like we live in the dark ages. For the arts, it's not very easy. And I'm wondering, especially for poetry, is it difficult?
Yes, yes, it's very difficult. You're absolutely right. And because of the censorship, the situation is getting worse.
So, like you said earlier, this film is very much autobiographical. You know, this is also about your very real frustrations and your lives in general.
Yes, sure. We are in the situation that we don't have any bright horizon in front of us. Future is very dark in our vision because of the many problems we're dealing with in these days. Such problems are politically and socially and economically. When we were writing the screenplay about 2 years ago, so suddenly our economy collapsed and there was a very hard situation for people and us. So yes, the District Terminal has come from a great depression and frustration, and it's going on, and there is a day by day the situation is getting worse. So we just in the District Terminal, we just depicts this frustration, but we're not hopeless. In the quotation that we brought from Ariel Dorfman in the beginning of the movie, Dorfman says that the dictators cannot continue their ruling because their people is growing a hope in their hearts. So maybe District Terminal looks like a very bitter movie and very frustrated, but the sales of the movie is shaped from a hope that maybe the situation is going to change. We don't know when.
Maybe it's not just about Iran and Middle East. Whole world is in dangerous nature and people. It's about a world.
I understand that you started writing and shooting the film well before the pandemic, but also because of the environmental themes that you tackle. Do you feel that District Terminal has since then acquired new meanings?
Yes, yes. All the process of screenplay and shooting was just before the pandemic, yeah. But because of the environmental disasters and phenomena such as global warming and drought and these things, we wanted to predict a future. So pandemic happened, and we ourselves got surprised because we didn't expect this happen very soon. We were showing the long future. But because of this situation that we have about environment and weather and global warming, so we cannot see any bright future for all of the world.
So would you guys consider yourselves environmentalists?
We are not activists, but Iran nature is beautiful and dangerous. And it's political in Iran, talking about nature.
Yeah.
Activists in jail, and I don't know why, but is a political.
In Iran, everything is political, especially environment issues. About 2 or 3 years ago, many of the environment activists got in jail. So talking about these matters is very political in Iran. And so there is a plan that Ramin, the other character in the movie, he died in the, we have a heli shot plan. So we almost get captured by the forces of government. Yeah. It's what very dangerous. It's very dangerous talking about these matters. We don't know why it's political, but it is.
Well, wait a minute. So what about this film, though? Because do you see this as a political film? And are you worried that the reactions that it might evoke, you know, some people may react to it unfavorably simply because of some of the things that you say in this film?
Yes, of course. But making movie is just solution for us, for continue life, for talking about our life. And we don't know how they react. Yes.
Yes. So there are some worries about their reaction. Yeah. We just wanted to talk about the truth, and maybe there will be some reactions. Yeah, we don't know yet, but we're expecting it.
Maybe next year we will talk with you in jail.
Oh man, I hope not. I hope not. But yeah, you're right. You know, sometimes art, that's the role of art, really, to talk about these things, right? At the end of the day.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, also, we talked about the beauty of Persian poetry, but another thing that I noticed, especially in the character that you play, Bardia, is that it reminded me of the 40s beat writers. You know, that legendary sort of figures that would write poetry, listen to jazz, and take drugs. Yeah. There's a whole romantic sort of energy to that. Was that whole sort of time period also an influence in making this film?
Drug is my experience. Unfortunately, I took drug for 20 years. I don't lie about this. It's not good, but it's fact. And it's part of my character. Drugs in Iran is free. The drink and dance and everything is banned, but drug is available everywhere. Unfortunately, right. And we want to talk about us very honestly, and the drugs affair is part of my character.
Why did you start taking drugs, though?
I don't know why. Maybe growing up in war in childhood and in fair. War. My friends in teenage age is very bad. And my neighborhood is full of drug. And maybe it's censorship. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's different things that sort of led you to take it. It was sort of an escape from both the drags of the trauma that you experienced and also the censorship that you experienced in struggling to be published. Everything comes together and then eventually you just resort to drugs. But I was referring earlier to the beat writers of the 40s in America, you know, Ginsberg and Kerouac. Yeah. They took drugs and they drugs was a source of inspiration for them too. Were drugs a source of inspiration for you?
Yes. The drug is like a reaction to the defective and dominate system which wants to interfere with all aspects of people lives and works and supervise them. Humans can choose a gradual death, and the some sensitive ones feeling and more complicated is her situation. Are
you guys disappointed that right now at least the film will only be able to be screened online?
Yeah, so but we are unhappy, but there is no choice because it's for everyone. We hope that the situation is getting better and we can show the movie on June with and see the movie with
audiences.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt. It was very great to talk to you. Thank you.
Your voice for full of energy.
For your attention.
And to be honest with you, I also found this film different from the typical film that I see coming out of Iran that make the film festivals. This is it felt different from a lot of the films that I watch from Iran. And that's great because it means that you guys are definitely trying something new.
Thank you.
Very good
to hear that. We tried that because you watch Iranian movies. Most of them are such a melodramatic and socially movies. Because we are cinephiles, we try to use the history of cinema to make and to shape a fresh vision for our movies. Maybe this is the reason that you're talking about our movie as a different movie from other Iranian movie.
Okay, guys. So thank you very much once again, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Matt.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.